B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cut sleeves, countless holes, ripped neck. It was classic Belichick, who looked like he had been grinding on work all night and whose style was most recently spoofed as part of a humorous Subway commercial.
You like that, so? It's our very own John Riley on Belichick's sweatshirt today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Cut sleeves, countless holes, ripped neck. It was classic Belichick, who looked like he had been grinding on work all night and whose style was most recently spoofed as part of a humorous Subway commercial.
You like that, so? It's our very own John Riley on Belichick's sweatshirt today.
He went to Christmas on it.
With some, yeah, there was a little bit of that.
Roll through the house, nutting creature was stirring.
At the not cathedral. Even. I thought the we were cathedral. Going for a dramatic reading of what Mike Reese reported about the sweatshirt today.
I believe that was a dramatic reading of Mike D-Train Deuce Dussault.
Oh, okay.
So Mike Dussault, who you'll...
We got to get back to that.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
Who we got?
We're going to go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline again. Yes? Thumbs up. Okay, good.
Good.
We welcome in former Patriots quarterback, Patriots Hall of Famer, Drew Bledsoe with us again. Hi, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up? One day in, one day out, huh?
Yeah, but it's kind of fun, though. I mean, I flew on an airplane for the first time since March, so it kind of felt a little normal.
Dude, I thought you were traveling more than that.
You know, I used to be, but man, with everything shut down, we've just been kind of, you know, we've been doing Zoom wine tastings, if you can believe that.
That's bull crap.
I can't believe that.
That's bull crap. How much has this affected the wine business that you do?
It turns out people are drinking a lot of wine while they're locked in their house.
The booze business is great right now.
I'm hammered every night.
Yeah. No, people are drinking a lot of wine, so that side of our business has been good. The restaurant side obviously sucks, but it's coming back. I don't know. We'll make it through.
We were
talking yesterday. How big do you think New Year's Day is going to be this year when we can finally say goodbye to 2020? Like, it's going to be the biggest New Year's party ever.
That's a great point. Like, I've totally ignored New Year's on Zoom.
No, I ain't. Absolutely. Yeah, we're good. Let's just fast forward to January 1, 2021, and then we can be done with COVID. And then we live in Oregon, so now we've got riots, and then the whole state's on fire. So it's like 2020 has just been it's been pretty rough. So we're ready for it to be over.
I'm sure you're more bugged by the fires, right? Because that's stuff you really can't control.
Yeah. No, the fires are pretty crazy, but they weren't close to us. But the smoke was crazy. Thankfully, I don't think it's going to affect the grapes. But man, the smoke was just awful. They had, you just couldn't even go outside. It's crazy.
Well, I think the last time we talked to you was when the E60 came out back in February.
Yeah,
I think that was the last time you were
with
us.
Yeah.
How did you feel that came out once you saw the finished product?
You know, I thought they did a really cool job with it. I love Jeremy Schaap, and he's got a great producer, Max. They spent a lot of time putting that together. The funny part of it was that I think the strongest reaction was to my mother's comment.
She's still pissed.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
Yes.
No, she stole the show, you know. And I was like, Mom, you know, you can't talk about wanting to commit murder in front of the camera. That's not okay. But it was pretty funny, though. Everybody's reaction was kind of the same. Like, if you're a parent, you understand those emotions. I don't think she was actually gonna kill him, but I'm not positive.
My mother would. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Hey, your son's transferring, right? He's leaving Washington State.
He's taking off from Wazoo. He's looking at some Big Sky schools, maybe Montana, Montana State, maybe something down in California, possibly, you know, Sacramento State or you know, Davis or one of those schools. And but he's been there. This was going to be his year at Wazoo to jump in and get in the mix, and you know, they shut everything down, skipped spring ball, and Pac-12 still not playing. So he just figured it's time to go take a look at something else.
All right, we got to talk about the quarterbacks, because obviously you were here for a long time. You played in this offense. Tom's played in this offense. Mm-hmm. You could see some of the struggles down in Tampa, and it just doesn't look right yet. When did it feel right for you? When you went to Buffalo initially, like, but you had an off season, you had preseason. These guys haven't had it, and you know, sort of like your comments on how Cam's played. But when did you feel comfortable in a new offense at a new place?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, because your point is spot on. You know, when I went to Buffalo, you know, we had an off season, we had a full training camp, and we had preseason games. You know, so we hit the ground running, you know, pretty good that first year. But if you don't have that time to build that timing, and especially, you know, it's one thing, you know, if you're Cam, or if you're, you know, Lamar Jackson, or you're one of these guys that's a mobile guy that can create, that's a little bit different. But for a guy like Tom, you know, it's so reliant on precision and timing, and his game. And that's how I was as a player. That's how you were as a player. You know, you're trusting guys to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the reps to do that in a timing-based offense, it can take a little while. The other thing they've got to do for him down there, though, is they've got to make sure they clean up the middle of the pocket. You know, Tom, forever here with Dante and with all the offensive lines here, they did a great job of giving him room to step up into the pocket and to step into throws. And so they're going to have to make sure that they clean up the middle of the pocket.
That's a good point.
Drew Bledsoe is with us. Drew, what do you make of Cam Newton through two games in New England?
Boy, he looks pretty darn good, doesn't he? You know, I think for Cam, you know, he was hurt, and he didn't let, you know, the last time he played, he really didn't look like the same guy. You know, so I, you know, the obvious question is, you know, if they're going to continue to run him that much, is he going to be able to stay healthy? You know, I think he's got to put a little Russell Wilson in his game. You watch Russell Wilson play, and he never, ever gets hit hard. He always gets on the ground or gets out of bounds or slides. He makes those plays, but he never gets hit hard. And Cam, as big and strong as he is, you know, he's still just wearing quarterback shoulder pads. I mean, you know, they ask him to do all that stuff around the goal line. You know, I think he's going to have to take a little bit of control of that and try to take some of the hits off of himself. But he looks awfully good, man. He really, really does. Looks like he's throwing accurately. Obviously still making the physical plays and stuff with his legs. But I'm happy for him, man. I he's always seemed like a good guy, and seems like he's really already been embraced up here, and you know, just be a cool success story for him to come back and make a home for himself here.
What's the next big phase of the wine adventure here? What are you in town pushing, and what can some of the listeners listen to?
I went and did a wine dinner at Tresca last night with Ray Bork, which was awesome. Ray's great, and the food's amazing. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's nice.
We're actually getting ready to launch Bledsoe McDaniel's Winery, which is our third winery. We're doing some Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley, and then some single vineyard Syrah from Walla Walla. So that'll launch, I believe, next month. But yeah, it's going good. You know, we're growing. We're buying more land, and nice. Like I say, people are drinking wine, so it's good.
How's the rosé selling?
The rosé is all gone, dude. We can't make enough of it.
Rosé all day, man. Oh,
yeah, no doubt. No, it's that goes really fast. We don't make that much of it. We make about 1,000 cases of it as well, and it disappears pretty quickly every year.
All right. All right, then.
Time's your flight. Four?
Yeah.
yeah. I'm heading for the airport. No, I got one more deal here in town, and then I'm taking off tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys, man. And how great is it to have football on? Doesn't that just feel normal a little bit, even without the fans in the stands?
It feels
really important, you know.
It does. Is your high school playing? Are you guys back going in?
No, they're not playing. They're not playing high school in Oregon.
Okay. Jesus.
But at least Rucci's kids playing. Rucci and his kid, they're playing high school.
Oh, we got to talk about that. How much did they give him to go to Wisconsin? Because I mean, are you kidding me?
I gonna plead the fifth. I can't tell you anything about it. But I am excited for the Rucci's. Now they got both of those big meatheads playing on the same team. So all they got to do is have one trip to Madison. Yeah. So they can see both.
It's nice.
Play. So I'm happy for
that. We got one more for Drew that we can't forget to ask him. That is, we got to know if this stood out in his mind as much as it stands out in your mind. What did Larry Wiggum used to say before taking the field?
I don't remember. What did he say?
Play, make a play. Remember that? Play, make it, make a play.
There we go. That's right. Yep.
Play, make a play.
Love Wiggum. Yep. Love Wiggum. That's awesome.
And the Bruce Armstrong speech. Do not mess this up for me.
Yep.
Me. No I in team, but there is a me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so awesome.
All right, buddy.
So awesome.
Thanks for taking the time.
Love you.
Have a good trip. Love you too.
Love you, man. We'll catch you next time I'm out here when things are a little more normal.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Drew.
Best of the family. See you, buddy.
All right, that is Drew Bledsoe joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Must have been nice that deal with Truska down there, him and Ray. Must have had some good food, some good wine down there. But you're limited on how many people you can bring in.
I thought it would be bad wine. I thought it was all the bad wine.
No, but I'm like, I could have went down there last night. You know? But then you got like too many people in there.
So you couldn't have gone.
Probably. I don't want to mess up his deal. You know?
All right, then. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Mm. Hardy, what were we talking about when we had to interrupt you?
The hoodie. Sweater.
Yes.
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
We need to get back to this.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy that I work with who is a sociopath.
Yes, that would be Mike Dussault, right?
We'll tell you how he got his job, and he's, he's got this covered. He's got this story covered.
He sure does.
Yep.
He's got it covered better than anybody else. We'll get to the details of that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick had quite the hoodie on today. Not even sure it still is a hoodie. It appears to have been a hoodie at some point.
Oh, something.
It's got the
parka.
It looks like there was a hoodie, but
Hopa?
It's got so many holes and it's so tattered.
A hoodie?
I don't think there's a hood back there anymore.
No.
I think it's gone. I think it's been cut off along with the sleeves. We had John Riley, our very own here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, dramatically read some of Mike Reese's story today on the hoodie.
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
All right, so
I'm not a big fan of three.
With a desire for comfort over fashion. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick has made the hooded sweatshirt a top-selling item over the past 2 decades.
That's the lead from Mike Reese's story. That right there. So Mike Reese references Mike Tussaud, who you work with at Patriots.com, Hardy.
Yeah, he's on the pre-impulse with me and Perillo.
What do you call him? Sociopath?
Clean cut weirdo, right?
What'd you call him?
Super clean cut weirdo, nice guy.
You gotta worry about them, con.
Hockey ref in his downtime, you know. Not, you know,
bet
good,
he is.
Good dude, but he, one of the reasons he got his job, you know, you gotta show that you can write. You want to write for Patriots.com. Well, what else have you written? Well, I am the keeper of the Belichick hoodie database, and he has been either quoted or on, you name an outlet, he's been on it. You know, from ESPN to CBS, whatever. He has been, well, when we were CBS, I guess, as a... no, that's what he did. That's how he made his bones. The keeper of the Belichick hoodie database. He tracks every hoodie, and then he tells you the last time it was worn, if it was brand new, whatever.
Sometimes the sweatshirts are fresh out of the box, and other times they look like what Belichick wore Wednesday morning.
It almost sounds like text to speech.
That's Touch and Rich do this.
Like, that's Mike Reese's. Sometimes you got to talk Mike about Reese's it. That's Mike Reese's writing, not Mike.
Like, this here's like something when, we'd like to bits, do, though. When bits go bad.
Let's copy and paste the Mike Reese story into like a text to speech thing and see if it sounds similar to Riley.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Maybe someone with a British accent could be fun, though.
Hello.
Hello.
I should just read it in Brit.
But Mike Reese, in his story, references Dussaud and references the. The database that goes back to the year 2000 when Belichick started as Patriots head coach. And he was quickly able to identify that the sweatshirt worn this morning by Bill Belichick first surfaced in the 2013 season opener against the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
So he knows, oh, yeah, this is the 2013 sweatshirt.
Yes.
And he told the world that today.
Yeah.
That is twisted, man.
Yeah. That's Deuce. That's Mike Tussaud. That's what he spent a lot of time thinking about.
Well, that would explain the sweatshirt tracking a little bit, right? 7 years old, all those wearings and washings, and oh my, it's falling apart, dude.
Comfort over fashion.
Oh. Well, this bit doesn't do it for you. It doesn't do it for you.
No, it's...
I wish, like, this is so bad. I don't even anything to compare it to. We really don't do like really, really bad stuff. Real bad stuff. Like, remember when Fred played?
I thought we were going for like I was gonna say Harry Callis, the NFL Networks.
Didn't Rich like do a song or something, and they played it on air? It was like really, really bad. And then he did it again. Like, you knew it was bad first. It was like when we were at the other place. I'm trying to think. What are some of the worst bits at the station? This is up there.
I mean, I've had some horrible ones.
No, you've never had ones. No.
Feldman had one way back in the day. He produced a When You're a Jet, You're a Jet for Pat's Jets.
But that was bad. So bad. It was amazing.
All that. We're having fun with that, though.
Tapped into the audience. It's like, fun. What do they like? Fun. Lavish yes, Broadway musicals from the 60s.
This
will speak to our audience. And he I mean, we must still have it. When you're a jet,
you're a jet.
When you're a jet, you're always a jet.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's a little old New York-y thing. It's a spoof off Al Dukes and them and what they did in the morning.
And
with Carmen and Booner, Boomer.
I don't know that it was.
It matters because it was memorable.
This isn't memorable.
Take two.
No.
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
I don't even like the way it's Foxborough. No. No.
Don't blame Riley.
I'm blaming
Riley. Riley didn't do the bit.
Why do we even need a voice guy?
Why not?
Why can't we just do the story? We have fun with it. Jim took this down some weird
Jim said, ad. I just did a dramatic reading of it to myself back there. I said, why don't we get one of our voice guys to do the dramatic reading?
I think I want to go to Napa.
Hit a home run. Sometimes you get a swing and miss,
that's right?
Right.
Oh, we swung.
You got to swing for the fence.
You hurt your back on this one.
Sometimes you strike out. It's okay.
Swang out of your shoes on this one.
Did we plug it into a text reader yet? T-Bone, you got anything over there? All right. Well, it didn't work out, so.
We got to get people back now.
Do you want to hear Jones's song from last night?
Oh,
you
yes.
You want to hear a bit that apparently yes. worked?
I haven't heard this yet.
I haven't either.
Here, let's play something when bits work.
May I have your attention, please? Hey, Marcus, Jalen, can I have your attention, please? Will the real G Willikers please stand up? I repeat, will the real G Willikers please stand up? We're going to have a problem here. Y'all act like you never seen a zone defense before. Jaws all on the floor like Kyrie Irving just burst in the door and started talking some trash worse than before. He asked your boy, what does government mean to you? It's the return of the, oh, wait, no way, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Adam Jones said, nothing that idiot Adam Jones can get replaced by Arcan. The green teamers love Willikers. Chicka, 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 gee, Willikers. I'm sick of Brad. Look at Brad walking around. His little boy haircut. His little boy dress suit. Yeah, but I'm so cute, though. Yeah, I probably got a couple of suits that kind of fit loose, but it's no worse than what's going on in the Celtics locker room. Sometimes I want to blow a gasket and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for C's fans to say I'll sniff poop. Our coach looks like a kid. Our coach looks like a kid. And if he's lucky, he might just make it to game 6. And that's the message from a bunch of stupid idiots. I expect them not to know how the coaching business is. Of course they want a coach that draws the play up by the time the Heat wake up, but I am just rooting for Gordon Hayward. We ain't nothing but Bass Bros, bubble life in Orlando, while Robinson's pushing like a Nintendo. But if we can climb about this Olin rally, though, then there's no reason that the Celtics and Lakers just can't be dope. But if you feel like I feel, I want to hear Gino. Women, wave your pantyhose. Wait, no, that's kind of gross. I'm G Willikers, I'm the real Willikers. You other G Willikers can go to Hillikers. Won't you pour some 2% in my cup, in my cup, in my cup? Because I'm G Willikers, I'm the real Willikers. You other G Willikers can't go to Hillikers. Won't you pour some 2% in my cup? In my cup? In my cup?
Holy crap.
Take notes.
That's wow.
Take notes.
What is with his notes, disdain though? For Brad Stevens?
Yeah, let's go. Get something written and do it.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the host, right? The host
that was
did
the
it, right?
host.
Yeah, no,
did
the
that.
Host took it upon himself to do it.
He wrote that whole.
We can produce it.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty damn good.
That's what he did with his John Henry song. He wrote it. He recorded it. We did the.
I said certified geek 7 days a week. Linda spending makes this baseball team weak.
Baseball team weak.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Trading Xander cause my wife is pushy. Traded Mookie and a prize cause my wife is pushy. Trade my gonads in for life cause my wife is pushy. Spend it up, lend the credit cards, supercharge that APR. Spend the Red Sox in the last place, luxury tax, payment denied. Deal them all, I say goodbye. Want Mitchie two bags? He's an all-star. Jackie Bradley, Kevin Pillar. Anyone want him? How about Matt Barnes? No interest, what a surprise. Final offer for you decide. I want your top prospects plus cash just for my Xander Bogaerts. Make fans scream, Linda's dream. Super pale, too much sunscreen. I don't know a damn thing. Couldn't tell you how we got 4 rings. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's got problems.
Trading Xander cause my wife is pushy. Trading Mookie Enterprise cause my wife is pushy. Trade my gonads in for life cause my wife is pushy.
Wow.
It's impressive.
I mean, that's what's going on here at night.
It gets weird. You ever see the DJ Lexi stuff?
Yeah, it gets that weird
gets
on
creepy,
that show.
Man.
I like it, though.
Boop, 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 boop. Wow. They must do drugs.
I don't know if you heard they had a DJ Lexi moment the other night where they, I don't think they quite know which country DJ Lexi is from.
It's a cross between like Hungary, Czechoslovakia.
You're talking about Dragic.
Russia.
Like, same country. Wait, are they from the same country?
That's okay. Me hockey player now. The DJ.
Wow. Way to go, Jones. Way to go. 617-779-0985.
2% in my cup.
2% in my cup is... Wow. Lucky if I get to game 6, said Jones. Wow.
Won't you pour some 2% in my cup, in my cup, in my cup?
That's unbelievable.
Why does he hate Brad Stevens?
I don't know.
Why does he not like Brad Stevens so much?
I don't
Jones
know.
Hates everybody.
Because he just hates
That's
everybody.
Nothing to do
I don't know
Brad
that he does hate him.
Here's my question. What does Jones, who or what does he like?
I think he does like Cam Newton.
Okay.
I think he's a Cam Newton guy.
Good start.
Beyond that.
Running backs. He likes running backs.
Yeah.
That's true. Draft one, he must love Sony Michel.
All right, we'll pick this up.
Because they value the running back. They picked him high, first round. He loves Sony Michel.
Your calls and today's takeaways coming up at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you have something here? You have something you were going to play? So? Where's your microphone? There you go.
Thanks, Marconi.
Get the microphone.
Yeah, Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians. Obviously, very buddy-buddy with Tom Brady. Played great this week.
Yeah.
I didn't think Brady played great. I thought Brady was, like, the same. A little better than week one. He played great. Now, Arians is, like, kissing his ass. Bruce Arians on Rob Gronkowski, his tight end. This is interesting.
Any red zone opportunities, and I don't see him running 40 yards past people anymore. But if we get him press coverage, hopefully he can. But, you know, we brought him in to just play tight end. And if that means no catches, that means no catches. I mean,
I'm going to repeat the question I asked yesterday. Same question. Is that what they told him in the job interview? When they called him to come back? Hey, we don't see you running past anybody anymore. I just need you to come play tight end and block.
See, there's two things in play here. Arians tells it like it is all the time,
Holy
right?
Crap.
And that's what we credit him for. Yeah, we like him because he tells it like it is. He also could be setting you up here, too. Like go
Parcells.
Ahead, take a... Oh, he can't run anymore.
Parcells man. Thing?
Like, like who we got this week? Oh, we're in Denver. Go ahead and put a backer on him when we split him out. Be licking his chops. He could be setting you up here. You got to be careful. And that's the problem with him, because is he telling you the truth or isn't he? Because he loves to tell you the truth. Then he tells you Tom Brady played great, but he didn't play great. He also said Brady could have thrown for over 400 yards if it caught the damn ball. And he said, do you have any advice for the kid that dropped it? He goes, yeah, good luck getting another ball from him. He'll shut you out. Like, he knows that. I wanted to hit the kid in the helmet. Like the replacements. That was a good one.
Speaking of tight ends, David in North Providence has something on tight ends. David.
Yes, how you doing today?
Hey, David.
Just a quick observation. I mean, I know the first 2 weeks Dalton Keene was hurt and Ryan Izzo was the only option. But the question I got is, I just want to give you the question and hang up and listen. Are they going to put these two tight ends that they drafted into the offense at all this year? I mean, what are they doing? Like they haven't. I don't think they've even had the UCLA tight end on the field at all.
Yeah, yes, he's been on the field. Played in week one a little bit more.
10 snaps this week.
Well, I think when Izzo starts to wear a little, and if you're minimal and no snaps, and I know they like to go big with Awinawap. They like to go to, they bring him in for that second tight end, in essence, and they go on balance.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but they will play. They will play. They will play.
Matt's in Colorado. Hi, Matt.
Hey, thanks for my call, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to see if anyone is interested in Clay Matthews joining the team. I know he's a little bit old, but I know we need the linebacker help. Just curious to see what you guys think.
I think that he's probably just sort of done.
Like, you got Winovich. If you're going to keep Winovich in his spot, keep Winovich. You bring Clay Matthews in, you got to move Winovich around. Continue to develop Winovich. I'd say get Uche back. Let's see what this kid's got from a thump standpoint. And let's get Duggar down in there a little more, too. He can handle it up there. He can play with the big boys. I like that. Him and Phillips, mix them up. Go nickel. Go four safeties. Let's roll. You know, stick Bentley in the middle. Have some fun with that. You get this week, next week, then Denver, I think. And then you get the bye. And see where the hell you're at. Best case scenario, what, 4-2 at the bye?
The schedule is 5 games before the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't be 4-2.
Oh.
5 games.
I'm sorry.
Raiders, Chiefs, Broncos, as you said.
You'd be 3-2 at the bye.
You could be.
That's pretty good. Don't be
2-3. You could be 1-4. You could be 4-1. You could be a lot of things. You cannot be.
You don't want to be under 500 at the bye. You don't. You want to have fun at the bye. You don't want to be. You don't want to be under 500 at the bye.
Derek Carr, Patrick Mahomes, Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, I think this week's must win because of Kansas City sitting there. Then whatever happens there happens. Then you win the next one. You'd be 3-2. Look at us counting wins and losses.
I know.
Maybe we'll ask RJ this weekend.
You said the Cardinals have played well to this point.
Cardinals have played really well.
Did you see the touchdown? There was a touchdown that Kyler Murray scored.
The one he ran on where he like stutter step froze the guy. And
yeah, that's the one.
Went. Yeah.
Yeah, that was he got in the end zone.
Did
you see this, Harry? Did you see it? It looks like kids on a playground.
It's pretty.
Like
he, it was Lamar Jackson.
It's better than the way Lamar Jackson runs.
He's got the short, choppy steps, so it looks better.
Maybe like,
Lamar
that's
Jackson,
it.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson's like graceful. Little like legs. Cam
right.
Newton is.
Right.
Kyler Murray's got those choppy steps, and he's all over the place.
Yep.
Flutie-like.
It looks like kids on the playground, and he just... It feels like he almost comes to a stop when he does the skip.
I could do that in the hallway.
Yeah. You think you could do it?
I could do that, yeah. But not to his extent to where he like makes you break your ankles.
Smokes.
It's a hell of a run.
A great run. So Arizona's played well. I'm just looking ahead on the schedule to some of the teams that you say, oh, well.
It's nice he has DeAndre Hopkins, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Real nice, huh?
Of course it is.
With Larry Fitzgerald, that's nice.
Dude can play.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Chiefs, Broncos. Then you get the Niners, the Bills, the Jets who stink. But then it's Ravens, Texans, Cardinals all in a row. Oh, wait. It's actually 5 games in a row against good teams. Ravens, Texans, I'm counting the Texans for now. Cardinals, Chargers, Rams.
Jesus.
None of those teams suck.
San Francisco put their running back on IR now, too. They got 8 guys on IR. Jesus.
Something tells me that's not just the turf they played on.
Yeah.
There's something else going on there.
What's going on out there?
So when you say, this is to bring me back to your point, when you say it's got to be it's a must-win game.
Yeah.
I could see why you'd say that. Yeah. Silly as that sounds.
Because of the year you have.
Even if you come out of September and you're 1-3, okay, that's not insurmountable. You know, it makes your life a lot harder.
Raiders at home, 1:00 on a short week for them. It's going to be like a morning game, odd for them. And then you've got Denver, who's all beat up. Aren't those two winnable games for you? When I talk about winnable games, go out and win the games you're supposed to win. Just take care of those. And then all these other difficult ones, let's see how we fare through them.
Does the Patriots' schedule look easier or harder based on preseason expectations after 2 weeks of watching the opponents play? It looks harder.
Yeah, it does.
Let me answer for you. Harder. The teams on this schedule have played well. Outside of the Jets, they suck.
Yes, they do. We should bring out Feldman's song for the Jets.
No. Yes, we should.
Have you found Feldman's song
we
for
found
the Jets?
It yet?
Be a Jet, you gotta be a Jet.
If
step right up and be a Jet.
When you're a Jet.
When you're a Jet, you're always a Jet.
Ew. I don't know. How do the Chiefs look? How do the Broncos look? I mean,
Chiefs defense looks bad, but they can outscore you.
The Chiefs are the
Broncos?
Chiefs still.
Broncos stink.
I didn't have the Broncos as a good as a
49ers.
49ers are hurt.
49ers are hurt.
I didn't have the Broncos.
Rams are playing well.
Matchup.
Ravens are playing well.
Chargers are playing well.
Bills are playing well.
Bills, you got Bills twice.
Thank God you played the Jets twice. There's 2 wins.
Houston?
Yeah.
I'm going to count them as a good team for now. But that you're right. That one could certainly fall apart. Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Look at them back there looking for the Jet bit.
It's so bad, I think it probably burned itself.
Problem with Feldman was he always used to label things really weird. Like on the days he was on the midday show, trying to find stuff from those years, it's difficult sometimes.
Well, play something else funny while you're waiting. While we're waiting.
Someone tell a joke.
Put someone on the line with me. Get somebody on the line for me while I'm waiting. Hold my calls.
I'm sure we could find it. It's got to be in there. So where's Jay Stu? Jay Stu will know where it is.
I don't know.
He's here. He's
watching wrestling videos in the other room.
When's the last time you heard it on the air?
Oh, it's been
CBS.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
I think it was 2010 was the year it was made, right? Correct? No?
That sounds about right.
I think it was 2010. I think they'll unearth it by the end of the show.
I don't know. I've been making a surprise at the end of today's takeaways.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do that.
Hey. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give it a
stop. All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by A Week in 180 Weight Loss. September's here, baby. Do you remember November? No, September. And you're all getting into that new routine. Why not make losing weight with A Week in 180 part of your new routine? Lose the weight, free support for life. A Week in 180weightloss.com. All right, guys.
What do we have? We don't have this time to regroup before takeaways.
This
now,
is
so
odd, yeah.
Force, sort of do it on the fly.
Sort of we should hear the entire Stephon Gilmore interview.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. A great idea.
Don't get us going on this. We'll get to Bert in a moment. Bert's got to stand by. We're going to go to Stephon Gilmore, brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nice.
Steph Gilmore on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hey, what's going on, Steph Gilmore? How are you?
We got you, Steph?
I'm good. How you doing?
There you go. Good. Hey, we all know the results from the other night. What did the film show you guys, and what could you guys get better at?
Wonderful. I'm having trouble hearing him.
That's it. The tape is now done. Okay. Yeah. Just
take a vote. Move that interview to the 2 o'clock program. 2 o'clock program. Raise your hand.
Anyone else? Anyone?
What, you
else?
Can't vote. You're corporate.
I think that was a last minute switch, right?
Raise your hand.
No. This is a every other week thing, right? With us.
Yes.
Not with our shows. I'm saying the players that rotate.
Yeah.
Elmore's back to back weeks.
Right.
Because David Andrews wasn't at practice, obviously.
Correct.
So something's up with the Andrews.
Mm. Yeah. Could be anything.
Doesn't explain the phone, but
no. No, doesn't explain that.
That's good phone.
Or a lack of a committed time for the interview, ever.
He wasn't the only guest with a horrible phone.
Just consistency.
Reliability.
Oh. Consistency.
It was bad.
Consistency.
It was bad phone day for the phone-in guests for Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah, Tom put together a compilation of them.
Oh, but good. If you have the defensive player of the year, and he's your...
Who, by the way, we do not hold responsible at all for this.
No, we would love to pump that up and say... Hey, don't forget, 11:05, join us because Stephon Gilmore, Defensive Player of the Year, is going
to
join us.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to know ahead of time.
That's typically how this...
We can't ever do it, but...
This medium functions.
That's what we call, in the biz, a tease.
Called good communication, yeah.
We try to hold some sort of schedule together. Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics, getting ready to coach... A playoff game.
Day of
tonight,
game. Day of
tonight
game.
Tonight against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We knew that yesterday, right?
We knew he was coming on at 10:50 today.
And we pump it.
Busy guy.
Right.
10:50 today. No problem. Bruce Arena has a match tonight.
Sent us
what
beer.
What time did he come on today?
Doesn't matter. He sent us beer.
What time did he come on?
It's like 12:50.
12:50. The time he said he was going to call.
5 o'clock kick.
Drew Bledsoe in town for business meetings left and right.
Text him.
He said, 1 o'clock, I'm calling you.
I'm on, Zoe. What time? I'll squeeze it in.
Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution. It's Bruce Arena with us once again. Coach?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Big 69th birthday. I see you turned there. Did you get anything special for that one?
Not really. I don't count the birthdays anymore. I treated myself to a beer.
Drew Bledsoe with us again.
So all they got to do is...
That is going to go to Stephon Gilmore.
What did the film show you guys, and what could you guys get better at?
I'm having trouble hearing it.
Good show. Good show.
That's why they give us the Marconis.
Good show. You know, when people come up to us and go, hey, why don't you do like 18 interviews like the other place? I don't like to do interviews. Okay. We don't do interviews. We like us. We talk. You want to turn on? Hear us talk.
The irony of all that, again, is that Bert Breer was not the guy with the phone issue today.
Bert's been sounding great.
He hasn't stuttered once with this Zoom thing.
You know what? It's kind of like Mel Tillis. When he sings, he doesn't stutter.
Right.
When Bert's on remote, sitting in his home, he doesn't stutter.
Right. Stutter and prick.
Yeah, a mumbling, stuttering prick in studio. But you get him down there on the beach, you know, sitting in the comfy confines.
Yeah. Yep. Humma, humma, humma.
The Breer compound. Yep. He's fine.
Bastard. We had a caller with a good phone, too, today.
Who?
Oh. You want to hear him?
Yes.
Tim and Quincy. Tim.
I'm not sure if it's up to Harry or one of the tight ends, but when they get inside the red zone, it was a huge problem last year. You know, they have to have the ability to catch touchdowns. Cam can't run the ball in every time they're inside the red zone. Cam can't.
Well, what kind of route do you want them to run down the red zone? Design something.
Just a jump ball to Harry.
A jump ball.
I mean, something that...
Are you going to put him outside? You're going to bring him inside? You're going to put him in motion?
Either or. Last year, you know, Zoe, they had no time. I mean, Cam's done a great job running in.
What about a backdoor rub? Like, what if you rub him off the tight end on a lower drag? You try and free him up that way. If you bring him left to right, you know what I'm saying?
But you can't just, have a jump off to the back of the end zone.
You like that play, though.
Something.
What about like that delay, a little return delay? Bring Edelman in half motion, stack him outside, bring him down, stick it inside, get to the backer, return out, and bang it on him. Whoa.
That would work. Or what Brady did to Mike Evans.
Yep.
A back shoulder throw.
Yeah. You're such a jerk.
Want to do football? We'll do football.
I can't believe you did that. Guy.
He wants to talk football. Look, back shoulders, throw, jump, just jump
ball. He didn't deserve that.
Just run a jump ball.
Controller.
Where do you want him? You want him a left or right? Is he better at that jump ball from the left to right? What if the safety's on him? It's a big guy.
There are other days when you would entertain that question in a more polite manner.
This reminds me, we've got a new segment coming up Monday morning at 10:36 with Zoe. We're going to need to order up some production for it. And I can only hope it's as bad as what we played on the Reese story today.
This is funny. The issues were on our end.
Our end? Our end? Interviews canceled. Felger Mad Max.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Sub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.